My strength stands on one foundation alone, my belief in myself. When I believe in me, I can accomplish the unimaginable. This is Instant Inspiration. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, sounding much like a Southerner. Mm-hmm. So, my strength stands on one foundation alone, my belief in myself. When I believe in me, I can accomplish the unimaginable. So many times we think that our good comes from outside of ourselves. We think that our success comes from outside of ourselves. We think that the things that take place in our life, that function in our life, and that are impressive in our life, come from outside of ourselves. But do they really? Do they really? My strength stands on one foundation alone, and that is myself. Now you say, well, that's very one-pointed. That's true. That's very self-conscious or self-serving and self-whatever. And I say, yes, that's true. I don't know any of the bad words with the self, you know. And so when we realize that our strength stands on the foundation of our own self, then we begin to look at it. I've had so many people over the years, as they would talk to me, they say, oh, Dr. Byerly, you have given me so much strength. Oh, Dr. Byerly, you have held me up in my time of woe. Oh, Dr. Byerly, if it weren't for you, I would have committed suicide. I would have done these things. I say, hey, don't blame me for that. Don't blame me for your not committing suicide or committing suicide. Feel free to do whatever you want to do. Be yourself. Don't blame me for your success in life. Don't blame me for feeling good or having a good relationship or overcoming some of the fears you have in life. Don't blame me. Because I failed, if that's what you do. I failed. What you want to do is to blame yourself. I mean, you want to believe in yourself. You want to know that you're the one who makes the decisions for your life. You're the one who decides whether you're going to commit suicide or live. And of course, we all commit suicide when we die, whether it's at 1 or 121, whatever it may be. It doesn't make any difference. Because why is it? A lot of these old bucks and gals, they live on and on and on, healthy, running around, doing great things, and they're living in foreign countries, you know, where we say that's a third world country where they don't have all the benefits of medicine and all the benefits of attitude that we have here, but they sure do. They have one benefit that is universal, and this is the benefit that the great teachers have taught, the great philosophers, the great leaders, the great religious people of the world. One benefit, and that is, man, know thyself. Believe in thyself. It's done unto you according to your belief. And we go to many wonderful groups and we talk to them. And some are Christian, Buddhist, Zoroastrian. We would talk to people of every philosophy. And as we talk to them, they say, well, Jesus will save me and God will take care of me and things like that. And they mean God outside. They mean Jesus, the man who is no longer here, but perhaps the spirit of Jesus, and that's okay too. But is that the truth? Is that the truth? The Christ is in every man, in every woman, every child, every dog, cat, every creature on the face of the earth, and every living and non-living sentient thing. The Christ is a universal spirit of truth. It's a universal, you might say, cause and effect. It's a universal allness. And it does not know one man. One man demonstrated it quite nicely to show us how it can be done. And I mean, wow, that's great. And he said, within every man is the kingdom of God. So why is it we say he didn't say that? Why is it we want to say that he's preparing a place for us in heaven? Why is it that we say that he is going to take care of us in purgatory or in hell? Why is it that he's going to redeem us? Now, they say he died for our sins, and that's a very beautiful thing. If he died for our sins, why are we still making them? Yeah. And if we are free of our sins, why are we still subject to them? Now, you know, it always amuses me how a little child could be born on the face of the earth, from what we think of little children being, and he's a sinner. Oh, well, he really isn't. Well, if he's not a sinner, then nobody is. When do you get your sin? And what is your sin? Is your sin in not believing in who you are? Well, then we're all guilty of that for sure. Is your sin believing that you're somebody that you're not? Well, that's another interesting one. Is your sin not believing in God outside of yourself and worshiping that God? Well, then a lot of us are guilty, real guilty. You see, what is our sin? What is our problem? Now, we can spend a lot of time on that. In fact, many wonderful books have been written on it, thicky books, you know, and they sell pretty good. The Divine Comedy, remember that one? Filled with beautiful pictures. Oh my, what a sadness, what a sadness. You cannot kill the spirit. You cannot kill the thoughts that are in the mind. You can kill the body, but even that you can't kill, because once you separate the life force from the body, you don't separate the life force from the body, you separate the soul from the body, if you will, and the body just says, okay, there's nobody here to operate it, so I'm going to disintegrate. Well, you get out of your car, and it just starts disintegrating. And then when you get back in again, it says, oh, you want me to come back to life? And you turn on the key and off she goes. Sometimes the battery is really shot. You got to charge it up again. We've had that experience a couple times. And you see, our strength lies within us. It lies within us. Our strength is like our universal substance, our universal beingness, our battery. And you try to charge something from outside, and it doesn't work. It has to be that inner charge, that inner battery that works. Because if you're functioning on an outer battery, that could lead to trouble. When you're functioning on your inner battery, your inner divine self, then you're really strong and powerful. My strength stands on one foundation alone, my belief in myself. When I believe in me, I can accomplish the unimaginable. Now, what are some unimaginable things? An unimaginable thing might be living eternally. An unimaginable thing would be that we don't die. An unimaginable thing might be that where there was sorrow, now there's love and joy. Where there was war, now there's peace. Where there was inharmony, now there is oneness and caringness between whomever. But how does that come about? It comes about from myself. Now, we've been living here in limbo for a long time here at the monastery. But just for instance, the war with Iraq started, okay? And we heard that the war started, and only because we just happened to look at a newspaper when we weren't supposed to be doing it. Huh? And, yeah. And then we often thought, now, they've gone into Baghdad, so it should be over. Well, sometime along the way, it stopped. And now it's over. But now comes the cleanup. Now comes the preparation of the country as a self-ruling, hopefully democratic type organization. Now, is that going to be an easy victory? Sure, that'll be an easy victory, just like the taking of the country was an easy victory. Does the United States want the country? No. Nope. Does any nation want that country? No. Nope. That country belongs to the Iraqis. And we merely want to train the Iraqis to be responsible legislators of their own country, and not to give away the power to despots and dictators who will run the country down. Because that country is so rich, it's so powerful, it's so wonderful. It should, everyone in that country should be rich as can be. They should all have beautiful cars, beautiful houses, and lots of beautiful, I was going to say slaves, lots of beautiful employees, you know, working in their house and doing things for them. And, you know, why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? Because then it won't be long, and they'll be just like the Atlanteans. They'll buy everything done out and take no responsibility themselves, or like the Greeks, you know, in the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire gave away its responsibility to its Greek slaves, and the Greek slaves were smart enough to take it over. And pretty soon, the Roman Empire fell because it wasn't being run by the Romans anymore. It was run by the Greeks, who had no interest in keeping the Roman Empire alive. But these are wonderful things. These are wonderful things. This is a strength to know who you are and what you are. So let's see the Iraqis filled with a self-awareness, filled with a self-confidence, filled with strength to rule themselves, guide themselves, and be wonderful. And with all of the advice that they'll get from the other nations and the United Nations, they should really come across pretty good if they listen to it. Now, you can't force anyone to drink, but you can lead them to the water. You can lead them to the understanding of peace and love and truth. You can lead them to the understanding of harmony and right action, but you can lead them to democracy. But they have to decide, do they want it? You look at a lot of nations in the world, and all they have to do is put down their leader, and they support the leader. If everybody in the country just says, nope, I won't support that leader, they'd all get shot, and then there'd be nobody for the leader to lead, except his armies. But that wouldn't be too cool. You see, if we learn to stand up for what we believe, the truth will be known. We will perhaps lose the terrorists taking over a plane and someone saying, no, you don't, and getting shot in the process. How satisfying that would be to any individual to say, no, you don't do that. Standing up. And it's the standing up. Whether you get shot or whether you live or whatever you do, it's immaterial. You could go home and say to your wife, those terrorists were taking over the plane, but I stood up and I said, no way. And they backed off like a bunch of babies. My goodness sakes. And you know what your wife was going to say then? She's going to say, oh, they were a bunch of babies, you know. What makes you think you're so wonderful for standing up to them, you know? You got to have the credit in yourself for standing up. You can't ask your wife or somebody else to say, oh, you are a good boy. You stuck in your thumb and pulled out a plum, you know. But you have to have the credit in yourself, the strength in yourself, my belief in myself. Without it, no matter what you do, it's going to be an empty thank you, an empty gratuity, and it's not going to be very happy. And no one's going to believe you. Can you imagine when the plane lands at LaGuardia Airport, for instance, and the people are coming off the plane, and this one man walks off the plane, his buttons are all popping off his chest, you know, and he says, I stood up to the terrorists and I told them, no way are you going to take over this plane. Do you think anybody believed him? They'd take him to the loony bin. They'd take him to the loony bin. But nobody stands up to trouble and says, no way, you know. And so, if you do it, shut up. If you do it, know it in your heart. And you've got your reward. And always stand up. But you don't need the credit. A hero is a person who gets the credit, you know. He saves somebody and then they all say, oh, wonderful, wonderful. Even if the hero tries to run away, they sometimes look him up. Like a little boy, he ran into a house and he woke up the people who were sleeping because the house was on fire. And then he dialed the telephone for the fire department, and the fire department got there. But meanwhile, he had helped to keep the people get out of the house and the dogs and the cats out of the house and so forth. And after he did that, then he went on with his paper route. You know, he didn't stay around to get credit because he didn't think. He just says, hey, you guys, wake up. The house is on fire, you know. And he didn't think he was a hero, but they found out about him, and you know, they chased him down and had a big parade for him, and mayor gave him a big certificate and all that wonderful stuff. But you see, believe in yourself. Do things because it is a natural thing to do, to be good and beautiful and wholesome and wonderful. And when you do, oh my, the reward you have inside yourself is incomparable to anything you could get outside. Believe in yourself and have fun. I know I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you too.